This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the third hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. And we will continue to be live throughout the holidays, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and all the other ones will be there. So you can join us 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time every single day with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
So we're going to go right back into your phone calls and thoughts. Open phones is always here on Free Talk Live, although tonight we've covered everything from the so-called government shutdown to immigration, to the massive military bureaucracy, which is what we were just discussing in the last segment of the most recent hour. But then Roland called in on the line from New York, listening to WAUB up there in Auburn. And Roland, I wasn't really clear on exactly what you were trying to ask. We were short on time in the last segment, so I wanted to give you a chance to explain what it was you were calling about.
Yeah, it wasn't about Harry Byrd and his connections with the KKK. He was a Democrat, and he was KKK. But anyhow,
gotcha.
What it was about, and I don't know how I brought that up, was it's strange when I see the Bushes and the Clintons standing together. This is some time back, with their capes on and their hoods or whatever. And the torches, and then to see,
it's
equally strange to know that Hillary shares a building, owning a building with Donald Trump in New York. Anyhow, what's really strange, and those things are strange, and I admit it, was...
Now, I've never seen a photo with Hillary and the Bushes, or the Clintons and the Bushes, wearing KKK robes, but I've certainly seen plenty of photos with them together.
No. Well, that's what I wanted to ask you, and this is what's so strange, and I don't know about the legitimacy of it. I just wondered what you thought about the legitimacy of it. Alex Jones had infiltrated what was known as BohemianGrove.com, which is made up of globalists and other people.
I don't think it's a website. I think it's an organization.
What do you think about the legitimacy of BohemianGrove.com? You must have heard it. You must have seen some of this.
This was years ago. You're referring to a talk show host named Alex Jones. Many of our listeners may know who he is, but maybe many may not. He's, you know, one of the, I would say he's like a mid-sized show host, kind of like we are, Daryl, as far as radio is concerned. He's huge on the internet. A lot of people know who he is on the internet.
And there's actually, there's some interesting controversy about his actual broadcast radio show that maybe we could get into.
Like recent controversy?
Yes.
Sure, if you want, but I was wondering
Before you go on, Roland, you asked a question. I want to make sure that we can answer it for you, because I do know a thing or two about what you're referring to. And first of all, I don't know what's at BohemianGrove.com. For all I know, it's a porn site. The organization you're talking about is a private organization made up of multiple, like, governmental business people who are the kind of the heads of industry, who go to this camp, basically, called Bohemian Grove. It's a campground. Maybe they have a website. I don't know what that would be.
I just tried going to the website, and it's not a registered domain.
Yeah, so that website doesn't exist. You're referring to Bohemian Grove, which is a place, a physical place in reality. So Alex Jones didn't infiltrate a website. He infiltrated an actual campground, ostensibly. And there's video footage of this. This goes way back. This is probably two decades old now, at least, where Jones ostensibly infiltrates Bohemian Grove with a video camera and records some very creepy kind of cultish or occultish things that are going on. They have a big giant
owl statue.
Yeah, there's a big owl statue. There's this thing called what they call the cremation of care that they do at the Bohemian Grove, which ostensibly has something to do with getting rid of all the chairs or something.
The claim by people like Alex Jones is that they're sacrificing babies.
That was never proven, but...
It was never proven, but it was a claim.
That said, there have been other people who have gone into this Bohemian Grove, obviously, and it's one of those things you're not supposed to talk about. And it does seem like kind of a weird boys club for the super wealthy to go on, you know, camping excursions with one another and do weird occult stuff. So I don't know. It's bizarre, and it really does exist. Like, It seems to be a real thing, so I'm not sure exactly what the question was, though.
I think the question is, do we believe that they're doing human sacrifice or whatever other weird things Alex Jones says that they do?
I just wondered what you thought about it, and I thought it was strange when I saw the Bushes and the Clintons standing together with their garb on and the torches, and then to see those hundreds of people.
Have you actually seen a picture of this? Because I have never seen a photo of the Bushes
finding... Pictures of Bush's Clinton clan robe, couldn't find anything.
But I did see the Clintons and the Bushes standing together like they're good old friends.
Well, there's plenty of photos of that, but I've never seen them holding torches. I think you saw a Photoshop. Like, if something like that exists on the internet, Roland, you may not be aware of this, but people can edit images, and some of them are very, very talented at editing images.
Yes.
So they may have made a photo that was not actually real and are presenting it as real. So I suspect that's what you saw there, because there are plenty of pictures of the Bushes and Clintons palling around with one another. They're buddies, as far as I can tell. You can see them not just at the...
There are pictures of Donald Trump hanging out with the Clintons.
Sure.
Back in the 90s.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all these people, the idea that they're really enemies of one another is just... It's as real as the fact that, you know, the claim that the wrestlers are actually enemies of one another.
Right, and Jesse Ventura even said... Jesse Ventura, by the way, former pro wrestler and former governor of Minnesota, said that politics is just like pro wrestling. They put on a show that they're enemies in the public, but behind the scenes, they're having beers together.
And they're scratching each other's backs, and they're log rolling, and they're working on, you know, helping each other pass their programs so they can make the government bigger and more intrusive and more oppressive. Whether or not they're actually worshiping some owl god or Satan, or whatever it is that they're doing, to me is immaterial, because I know what they're actually doing.
Right.
We can point to the things that they're actually doing, and I thank you, Roland, for the call tonight. We can see the evidence of what they're doing by virtue of the government's getting bigger, it's getting more intrusive, more oppressive, more expensive every day, and the irony of it is, of course, you've got these people that we've had calling in tonight cheering it on while at the same time claiming to be for small government.
Right.
So you've got the guy who called earlier about immigration, and then the guy who called about the military that he loves so large as it is, totally fine with this humongous government bureaucracy, which is, sorry to say, that's what the military is. I know they got guns and tanks and, you know, uniforms and everything, and they got their, you know, music that they play or whatever it is that you're into with the military. They're a government bureaucracy. And arguably one of the most wasteful, the most unnecessary government bureaucracies. So,
and largely a make-work program.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely true. It's humongous. Isn't the military even bigger than the postal service, I think, when you combine all the branches together? They're both
probably
very large. Postal service also very large. But at least the postal service is providing arguably some level of service to people, and you could probably cut them loose from the government entirely, and they'd probably get their S together and actually, you know, either make it work or sink or swim, right?
Right.
Like, it might work out if they actually had true market forces working on them, and they didn't have a monopoly granted to them by the government, first-class mail as well, which is one of the reasons why they do what they do. So, you know, the government bureaucracy just continues to become invasive. And, you know, would it really matter if these people were worshiping an owl god or, you know, worshiping Jesus Christ? I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. Whatever their personal belief systems are, don't matter. We know they want to aggregate power to themselves.
Right.
We know that they get off on that. I don't care who they claim to worship, because the reality is they worship power. They worship control. They're into that. They want to tell you what to do and how to live. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist. He's on our Discord on-air call-in lines. Go ahead.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
I wanted to call in tonight about those Muslims. I'm concerned about all those Muslims coming into this country and destroying our country. So
are you now?
I wanted. Yeah, yeah. I saw some of those Muslims today in the mall.
How do you know they were Muslims?
You just wait till I tell you what those Muslims were doing.
Okay.
This was pretty amazing. There were four of them, and there was a woman with the scarf on her head,
all right,
and her husband who had a beard, and then they had these two little kids look like they were about 4 and 6.
All right.
And I saw what then they were sitting in this line in the mall, or they were standing in this line, and they had their kids with them, and you'll never guess what they were trying to do in that mall.
go see Santa Claus.
Hold on, hold on. We'll find out here in a moment what they were doing. Gene, the Christian anarchist, is on the line, and we'll continue the story with him. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd, while supplies last. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. The hope.freetalklive.com fundraiser is still going. In fact, I think Mark had pledged that if it raises the amount that he wants it to raise by Christmas,
Christmas Day, I get to decorate his hair however I want to.
With colors, for instance, like dyeing his hair.
I'm thinking dyeing it nice purple with some red highlights.
Yeah, he set the goal pretty high. I think he wants to raise like $35,000. Oh, wait. No. He only wanted to hit $11,000 because then there's another matching amount. He wanted to hit the up to the matching number was what he told me on the air this week.
Okay.
Earlier this week. So
I know the GoFundMe says $35,000.
Yeah.
He's also taking funds through crypto.
Goal. Right. That's the ultimate goal is $35,000.
Okay.
He wants to get a big step of the way there. So what they're doing is they're raising money for an orphanage in Jinja, Uganda. The orphanage already has been built. So,
yes.
So what they want to do, or what Mark would like to do, is purchase some property for the orphanage in addition to the orphanage to allow them to do some farming, several acres, I believe, of farmland. And it's a big project, and I think it's an interesting one, and I think that you can get matching funds, I believe, up to $11,000.
Somewhere around there.
Sounded like there's been a couple grand raised already. I'm not sure. I don't follow the project directly, and Mark's probably the best person to ask, and he's not here right now. So
right.
Go to hope.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about the project there. You can see photos of the existing facility and learn different ways that you can donate, including cryptocurrency, including you want to cut a check. You can do it in a variety of different ways. Over at hope.freetalklive.com. So we go to more of your calls and thoughts. Gene, the Christian Anarchist, still with us here. You were explaining you saw some Muslims in the mall. They were they had their kids with them, woman wearing some sort of a headscarf. So that's how you thought that you knew that they were Muslims. Go ahead with what you wanted to say.
Yeah, well, Daryl kind of stole my thunder there, but yes.
But you asked him to guess.
You did ask. Guess what they were trying to do.
They were standing in line to put their kids on Santa's lap and take a nice little picture with Santa.
Isn't that interesting?
So, yes. Now, this is and I brought this up because this is what I've told people all along about immigration. When the immigrants come into this country, sure, they try to keep their traditions intact for their family.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I'm a son of immigrants. I mean, actually grandchild of immigrants. My mother was born here, but my grandparents were born in Italy. And the point I'm getting at is by the time you go down two or three generations, the kids don't look anything like their grandparents. They don't follow the customs. They rebel. I mean, I'm old enough to have seen three generations rebel now, you know. There was my generation. We rebelled in the 60s. I mean, that was big time rebellion.
Right.
And then
now the people who rebelled have become the man.
Mm-hmm. And I've watched the hippie generation grow up and become the wealthy generation and so on and so forth. But so what I'm getting at is, yes, when they come, they're going to have their little customs. They're probably going to gather in little communities, and, mm-hmm. and eventually they'll, you know, that community will become little Muslim town or something like in Cuba, like in Miami, where they have the all of the Cuban cigars and everything. You know, but none of those people follow the traditions of their grandparents. They assimilate. They meld into the country, and so there's nothing to fear from these people.
There will totally be some.
You know, there's always going to be a criminal element in every society. We have it in our current society.
Yeah, it's called Florida Man.
No, it's called the government. Look at the military. Look at the police, for instance. You want to find plenty
of
criminals.
Yeah, the biggest criminal minds always gravitate towards governmental positions because that's where they can get away with the most.
Yeah,
and
that's where the power is.
The most power. Yeah.
You're a spot on, Gene. Thanks for sharing the thoughts tonight. I appreciate the story. Interesting that a Muslim family go in to see Santa Claus. Does that say that Santa is a completely secularized thing these days?
Santa has always been a secular
I thought he was part
thing.
Of the Christmas celebration. Christmas is a Christian holiday, is it not?
To some extent, but
many Muslims
also,
would not celebrate the birth of Jesus.
But Ian, it's also a federal holiday, which like it is a secular holiday that has some religious symbolism built into it, but by and large, Christmas, just like Easter, are secular holidays.
I know that upsets a lot of Christians out there, I imagine.
It does.
Yeah. Let's go to your calls.
They are secular holidays, and just before anybody calls in to complain about Starbucks cups not saying Jesus. They've never been religious during this time of the year.
Yeah.
I don't think the Dunkin' Donuts cups are religious either.
Now they changed their name. Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live, calling from GE. Where are you at, Kyle?
Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta. All right. Well, welcome. You got to turn down that radio in the background. I can still kind of hear it, and it's going to get a little confusing.
Oh, okay.
Thank you
I'm
for
sorry
that.
About
go ahead.
That.
Are you actually listening on the radio in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know we were on in Atlanta. That's good news. Go ahead with your thoughts. What were you calling about?
So I was just calling about the comments that were made about how the military is like a giant bureaucracy and the government and everything. I was just wondering, what do you think that we should do with the military?
Abolish it entirely and allow individuals to come together for their own common defense on a voluntary basis. What do you think about that?
Okay, well, what about the millions of jobs that it's providing for our country?
Oh, well, the marketplace will absorb those people into real jobs where they actually can do something productive.
Oh, okay. So, what about, like, the military jobs? Do you think that we should just have, like, volunteers come together?
Well, you can organize it however you want. I mean, if you want to organize a volunteer group, that's fine. If you want to organize a group of paid mercenaries, that's fine, too.
I'd rather there not be paid mercenaries.
Somebody's going to want that, though, Daryl. I mean, you can want whatever you want, but there's some people out there that are like, I want to have armed men. I want to have them all over the place on my property.
I understand that some people might want them.
Surface-to-air missiles,
I'm just saying
tanks.
That I would rather they not exist.
Sure. Well, you don't get that world.
I would also prefer that fentanyl not exist.
Sure.
But it currently does.
Yeah. We're talking about a world that's so fantastic, right? The idea that the government military would be abolished in the first place is really,
right.
Pretty silly.
Yeah, I think a good first step would be to just bring home all of the troops that are currently stationed around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that last part? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, do you think that, at least as a first step towards reducing the size of the U.S. military, just bring home the troops that are currently stationed around the globe?
I'd say there are some that are stationed that shouldn't be stationed where they are, and that we should definitely bring those troops home. But
so like the 30,000 plus in Germany, the 20,000 plus in Japan?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Where should they stay? If you're saying some troops should stay elsewhere in the world, where should they be left?
Hostile situations where members of the United Nations are being threatened.
So you support the UN? You support the U.S. government being involved in the UN?
I support some aspects of the UN. Protecting countries that do not have the resources to protect themselves. Yes, I do believe we should, because we do use 33% of the world's resources, so we should be giving back.
100%. Well, I mean, if you're using a resource, then you should just pay for it. So, like, if you're buying oil, you should just buy the oil and pay whatever.
Right, and oil would be a lot more expensive if the U.S. military weren't protecting the oil fields in the Middle East.
I'd like to explore it further. If you want, Kyle, you can hang on. We'll bring it back here in a moment because, it's a big issue, big bureaucracy, a lot of money being stolen from people and then spent on whatever they want.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There's little chance the partial government shutdown will end until at least Thursday when the Senate returns to session.
No further votes will occur until the President and Senate Democrats have reached an agreement.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Let me say that again. We push the pause button until the President, from whom we will need a signature, and Senate Democrats, from whom we will need votes, reach an agreement.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats will stand their ground.
President Trump, if you want to open the government, you must abandon the wall. Plain and simple.
Agencies that will stay open, the Russia probe, the FDA, the Postal Service, air traffic control, and troops at the border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to bring up what you want. Our number here, 855-453, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. If you want to sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us here, then join our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. It's not just for calling in. It's also for chatting with other Free Talk Live listeners during the show, before and after, 24 hours a day. The chat rooms are there, and they're free over at discord.lrn.fm. Something else that's free, you can go and watch us over on our Twitch channel. Go to twitch.lrn.fm, follow us on Twitch, and then if you are signed up for the email notifications through your Twitch account, or if you've got the Twitch app on your smartphone, you'll get notices whatever it is that we go live, which is a handy thing to remember. I help you remember that we're on the air. Or I guess in that case, you wouldn't be remembering because you'd be reminded by the notification. So go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can follow our channel there, and we appreciate it. Ian and Daryl in studio here. Kyle's still with us listening. He says in Atlanta to 102.3, which from what we can tell may be a pirate radio station. So I'd like to say welcome if that is the case, because I do love a good pirate affiliate out there. Anyway, Kyle, you were telling us about your opinions regarding the military. We'd asked you about where you thought the military should stay, because you said you were okay with the military troops coming home from, like, Germany or Japan, but you said that they should stay anywhere where there's a conflict and that they should also be protecting UN nations that need protecting.
Okay, let me reword this. They should be protecting UN nations that in some way benefit us.
So when you say benefit us, what does that mean?
So if we take, okay, this is kind of a large example, like Canada, a lot of our oil comes from Canada. It's a non-renewable energy source that we use to power a lot of our cities, actually. And if we have a non-renewable source sitting in a country that we're actually using a lot of, that country should 100% be protected by us Americans using that.
But why would you want to socialize business costs? I mean, what you're saying is this oil, you know, acquisition is a business. You know,
right.
Somebody got to take it out of the ground and process it and refine it and all that, and then put it in barrels and ship it. And you know, that's a, there's a cost to that.
Yep.
Now, part of the cost of that is protection, right? To where if the you don't want a pirate to be able to raid your oil tanker, so you know, you got to have some maybe some guards, some armed men on there or whatever. Why shouldn't that just be built into the cost of the product? Why are you saying that everybody in the United States, whether they drive a car or not, should be forced to pay for the protections of these oil companies?
Because you're using the resource. Americans,
there are some people that don't have cars that don't use, you know, that there are some people that don't even use public transportation.
They walk, they ride their bicycles.
They walk and ride their bikes. You want them to pay for ExxonMobil to basically, you know, socialize some of their losses.
Okay, so like you were saying before, like in a perfect world, how there's no military, right? It's just a group of people that come together and they're paid by whoever or they're volunteers or however.
Yeah.
There's also this thing. I'm not sure exactly what the term is called, but where you pay for exactly what you're getting. So gas would be, instead of like $2 a gallon, it'd be $12 a gallon. It's like,
well, we don't know. We don't know what the price of gas would actually be if it were truly available in the marketplace as an actual unsubsidized product.
Right.
We don't actually know what.
But we do know that it would, you know, be more expensive than what it currently is.
It might be.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, of course, if the person paying for gas is paying for that protection service, like you were saying, like the barrels of oil need to be protected, the cost of gas would go up instead of being taxed to every American person. The tax would
and
be
maybe
on
people
the
would
gas.
Wind up wanting less fuel because it would be more expensive, and then we could wind up, you know, maybe working on
alternatives
and using stuff with maybe more renewable resources.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
Maybe fewer people would drive cars. Maybe we wouldn't have as much urban sprawl. Maybe that would then necessitate modification of zoning ordinances so that people would be able to live closer to where they shop and work.
I mean, shouldn't people be paying the actual cost of the products that they want in the marketplace?
100%.
Okay, so you're against against corporate welfare, then, is what you're saying.
Yes.
So if you're against corporate welfare, now you've reversed your position. Let me just make sure we're clear on this. And it's okay to change your mind. It's all right.
Right.
But just to be clear, you've now reversed your position, and you don't think the military should be protecting private companies.
Not private companies. I think they should be protecting countries.
So to the benefit of private companies, though, like oil manufacturers.
Like ExxonMobil and BP.
I'm not saying, like, oil for, that was just an example, all right? I get where you're coming from, where that could have sounded like, I'm just saying private companies.
Okay,
so I'm saying,
give us another example.
Benefit us, like, in the future or current.
But who decides?
Wait a minute.
Now you're just saying protect another country because it could benefit us. Who decides which countries are worth worth protecting? Which countries are the most important for that purpose? Is it you?
The American people, of course, me.
When's the last time the American people have decided anything as far as what their government does?
We elected Donald Trump. That was the American people.
No, it was actually a fraction of the American people who did that. No, it wasn't a majority. It was only a majority of the people who voted in the election, and not everybody voted in the election.
Well, that's America. That's their own fault.
But when you elect Donald Trump...
Hold on. So when your choices are one pile of crap or a different pile of crap... And you say, I don't want a pile of crap, don't blame me when there's a pile of crap.
In this case, both of those piles of crap are military interventionists, although arguably Donald Trump's probably not as much of one as Hillary Clinton, to be fair, at least considering what he's done so far.
Right.
But regardless, there's no real choice on the ballot as far as, you know, a non-military interventionist that could actually win the election. So you're not really telling me that there was a real choice being made. And further, the people that voted for Donald Trump didn't really know what his military policies were going to be.
Right.
After all, he uttered...
They changed from appearance to appearance and debate to debate.
Yeah, I mean, he claimed he was going to be a peace president. So, I mean, to me, that
and
sounds
then
pretty
he
good.
And then he said that people. He was going to bomb the S out of ISIS,
yeah.
That he would annihilate ISIS within 30 days, that he would force regime change in Syria, and now he's saying that we were never going after regime change in Syria and we should come home.
Don't you think, Kyle, that there was some value to the sort of the founding fathers' view on military intervention? To some extent, I'm generalizing here, the idea that the military, if you're going to have it, should only stay within the United States to defend just this land, that if some other country wants to have assistance with defense, shouldn't they simply ask for the assistance? And then if you want to go and join their military, then you should be free to do that. But why should I be forced to pay for Canada's defense? Or why should I be forced to pay for some other country's defense?
Okay, so you're saying that the founding fathers, that their ideas should be incorporated in today's world?
It wasn't a bad idea to have a no standing military policy that you only found bring the military together with the exception of the Navy. But they didn't have a standing army. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So,
but I mean, they also had a lot of other ideas that weren't exactly shouldn't exactly be incorporated in today's world.
I agree with you there, like considering black people three-fifths of a person. I agree with you on that. But we were
and
talking
that, that was actually
about,
a compromise where the southern delegates to the Constitutional Convention wanted black people counted as full people. Mm-hmm. The northern delegates wanted them counted as not people.
We were just
and
talking
the compromise
about the
was three-fifths.
We were just talking specifically about the military. I was talking about their policy of keeping the military at home and not being the world's police, which, of course, means that you're going to get involved in world conflicts, which, of course, means leading to world wars and getting more people from the United States killed. It seems like a crazy viewpoint. Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for sharing that with us tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, free talk live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here, even in these remaining moments. It is, by the way, the live Saturday edition, and we're going to be live throughout the holidays, so if you... you're feeling lonely, join us. We're going to be here every single night, 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, and we'll be live. So you can join us. If you're not on your local radio station, that's okay. We're always online over at freetalklive.com. Ian and Daryl in the studio here with you tonight. And also want to invite you over to check out Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You're looking for a great holiday gift? Well, it's probably too late to get it in time for Christmas, but there are still a few copies of the Derek J's Victimless Crimes Free DVD, the director's cut DVD. There's only about 100 of them left in stock, I would say. And you can order them through eBay. Our man Conan from Wednesday nights will sell you one of his that he's got in inventory over there if you want to pay through like your credit card or PayPal or whatever. If you want to use cryptocurrency, I've got them up on the Open Bazaar. So far, no one has tried to order through Open Bazaar. Or if they have, I haven't seen it, so I don't think that it's working, if that's the case. But I suspect it's working, it's just no one's tried it. So go to Derek J's. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com, victimlesscrimespree.com. You can watch the whole movie for free online, which is probably why most people won't buy the DVD. But it is there, and the DVD is chock full of bonus features.
Right, that's really the reason to buy the DVD.
If you're a fan.
All of the bonus features, the commentary tracks.
Yes, those are two of the things you cannot get online at all. Because a lot of the bonuses, if you look around, you can find some like the original activism videos. A lot of those are still online on YouTube. But 7+ hours of bonus footage on the DVD, the two commentary tracks. The commentary track where it's just Derek J talking about the movie, and there's one with me, Derek J, and Bo Davis, the editor, all watching and talking about it together. It's a great film. It's actually now 6 years old. It came out in 2012.
Wow.
So if you haven't seen it, and you know, if you're a libertarian, then you really ought to check this movie out. Even if you're not a libertarian, it's a pretty entertaining film. But it is, it's just got some very libertarian themes in it. Some pretty entertaining civil disobedience. I love it. I'm hugely proud of the movie. I'm so grateful to have been involved in it as the executive producer. Go to victimlesscrimespree.com. Something you want to, you know, kill a little bit of time during the holidays. This is a nice hour and a half long feature-length documentary film showing what happened when Derek J. came here and got arrested five times in a one-year time frame for various acts of civil disobedience and non-cooperation, and all of them got caught on video. So it's pretty entertaining. Daryl, you make a brief appearance, I think, toward the end of the film.
Yes.
If I recall correctly.
When Derek is getting released.
Now, people who know what you look like now probably won't be able to recognize you.
Yes.
You weighed like 300 pounds or something like that at the time. So very, very different Daryl in that movie. But check it out at victimlesscrimespree.com. It's free to watch online and enjoy. And if you want the DVD, there's links there. All right, so let's go to the phones. Your calls and thoughts. Larry is on the line in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Larry.
Now, I tell you what, I got to take an issue with you tonight. Because okay. Why? Because you're trivializing welfare and making it look as if that poor people are the only ones receiving welfare.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, that's what
I said. I was against corporate welfare
doing.
As well. We just talked about ending welfare for oil companies. Did you miss that conversation?
I did listen to it, but welfare is pervasive right now in every state in the United States of America.
Sure.
And in this way that when you pay a factory to come to your town and locate, then every person that works in that factory is on welfare. And when you pay a sports team to come to your town and play their sports and stuff, when you go there,
there's huge
you are not
sports
paying
welfare.
A premium.
Yeah.
You are not paying a premium for the ticket. So you are on welfare. You're being actually subsidized at gunpoint. So
by the taxpayers. Just, you are spot on, Larry. You're right on.
I just think that we should take welfare as an issue off the table, because usually when we think about that, it's usually something that we think of dishonor or a plea and abatement. Then we need to take it off the table, because like I said, I'm going around the circle here, but it is pervasive now. And we think about welfare. We think about poor colored people and poor white people and cram them into an issue when they are the ones that actually are paying for the whole deal. So I just take issue with you on the way you talk about welfare.
Well, I mean, you are hearing what you wanted to hear, because, like I said, we targeted corporate welfare tonight in the discussion, but you're right in what you said. I mean, corporate welfare is very pervasive.
Yeah.
It doesn't get talked about often enough, and you brought up some excellent, outrageous examples of ongoing corporate welfare. There's major cities in the United States who are constantly stealing money from people and buying huge sports stadiums and paying way too much for them.
And every couple of years, there's some kind of big news, at least, you know, among people that are sports fans, of one sports team somewhere. We want a new stadium and fill in the blank city. If you don't buy it for us, we're going to find somebody that will.
Yep, and they do.
The San Diego Chargers wound up holding, I think, San Diego hostage. And City of San Diego was like, we're not building you a new stadium. There's nothing wrong with the stadium you're using. And L.A. said, we'll build you a stadium.
Come on over.
Yep. I got one more thing, fellas. Give you an example of really what was bad corporate welfare. You know about the 500 mile race, right?
Indianapolis 500. Yep.
That was a beautiful venue. They had one race there a year. It was a classic race. But what happened is they changed the CEO of that company, and they went to the state legislature and begged and got $500 million. So now they're going down the drain.
$1 million a mile.
They took the money, and then they're coming back for more money now, because all the little tricks and gimmicks that they tried did not work, and the money is running out. So
surprise.
It is, but that's what's going to end up happening across the board when these companies use up their tax abatements. And in some cities, when you get a tax abatement for 5 years, let's say it's like $5 million a year, you can go to any bank and get the actual cash money for that abatement. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, really. I'd be surprised to see what happens.
The same crap's going to keep happening, Larry. Thanks for the call. Thank you for the call. These politically connected big business guys are going to keep getting their back scratched by these politicians, because it's not like the politicians have to pay anything.
Right.
They're getting to, you know, they're jacking all the people and their property taxes and sales taxes or whatever it is they're getting the money from. And so everybody has to pay, even if they don't watch sports.
Right.
They have to pay for these stupid stadiums. And, of course, they also claim, well, it brings business to the area. Well, okay. So maybe
for a little bit.
Yeah, maybe it benefits the businesses in the immediate area. But ultimately, that's every other business in town subsidizing the success of those businesses that happen to be near the stadium. That's
right.
Not fair.
But again, let me point something out, is it's only temporary where, hey, there's a new stadium. I've never seen a game in this stadium.
Right.
It's only, you know, fill in the blank number of hours away. We can drive and go to a game, and then, all right,
okay,
the newness wears off. Oh, they've got, you know, this particular restaurant in this stadium. Let's go eat there because I've never had that food before. Okay.
That was expensive.
Yeah. So, you know, like, it's very temporary, and that's why they keep building these new stadiums every 15 to 20 years because, well, we've got to keep, you know, doing something to get people to come in.
It's crazy.
And I'm on the Indianapolis Motor Speedway website right now. They've got lights in the brickyard happening right now. So if you want to go see lights inside the racetrack, you can go do that.
Subsidized by everybody. Let's go to Jeff. He's also listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good evening.
Welcome.
I was just saying that I was there in the late 60s and watched all the protests, participated in some. The reason that we could not change the world then is the reason you're having trouble getting the world changed now. You can't come up with a good answer of what do you replace it with after you tear it all down.
Well, let me ask this question. If you've got a giant tumor in your brain and you go to the doctor and they remove the tumor, what do you replace it with?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't replace cancer. You get rid of it. You get rid of cancer.
We haven't gotten to the point yet, Jeff, and I'm glad you brought this up. I'm sorry that we're short on time. I wish we could talk further about it, but thank you for the call tonight. I will answer as best I can. Because humanity hasn't gotten to the point yet where we're ready to live without the state, where people don't believe in the idea of coercive government. They still believe
it's going to take an education campaign.
Yeah, it's going to take a paradigm shift campaign as well for people to realize that this idea of the coercive state needs to be left behind in the dustbin of history, as we have left behind chattel slavery.
Yes.
That's what we need to, you know, later on look back and be like, wow, I can't believe we ever had the state idea. This is a terrible idea. Thank goodness we got rid of it. It's not going to likely happen anytime soon, but that's what we're helping to try to do here on Free Talk Live. And we'll see you tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
Happy festival.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.